All right, Coach, appreciate the time. If you would, begin with an opening statement, followed by questions.
Yeah, good afternoon. Appreciate you guys being here. I tell you, our staff and I were talking about it. Our open week was like the third game of the year, and I think I told our kids and our staff, you're going to be amazed. You're going to look up, and the season is going to have flown by, and here we are sitting at week 11, and I'm not sure. It's kind of been a little bit of a blur the last few weeks. But we're excited about where we are. We're excited about the opportunity, you know, to have a chance to play for something in the last game of the season. I don't think you could ask for a better situation. Obviously, last year we were in a similar situation. Probably didn't handle as good as we should have, and hopefully we've learned from that. Something I talked to our guys about immediately in the locker room after the game Saturday, and hopefully we can approach this thing the right way. We're playing an awfully good football team, and Monmouth that's playing with so much confidence and energy and enthusiasm. You have to give Coach Callahan and his staff a ton of credit for what they've done from a year to year when you go 0-4 and then now you're playing for a chance to win the league. And you look at them statistically, it's pretty eye-popping when you're averaging over 36 points a game. You got one of the top rushers in the league. You got big playmakers at wide out. You got four senior offensive linemen. Defensively, they're playing extremely hard. They got some young guys coming in that are even bringing more athleticism. They got one of the best players in the league playing safety, and they've returned kicks for touchdowns throughout the season on special teams. So they're really all around very, very good football team. It's going to be an unbelievable challenge for us, you know, to come out and play our game the best we can play it. You know, and I think it's an exciting time to be a part of this, and this is what you know, I had all the, we call them OGs. And the OGs on our football team are the original gangsters. They're the ones that were in the very first team meeting. And I told them all to stand up at the end of practice yesterday. And I said, well, why did we talk about coming to school here? What did we talk about coming to school here for? And they all had the same answers. We wanted to win championships. You know, we want to build a championship football program. Well, here you got it. You got that opportunity. Now it's just going to be what we do with it. And we're going to have to go play well now, I'm going to tell you that. They're extremely talented, and they're scoring a lot of points. It's going to be a challenge. But this is where you want to be this time of year. And we're awfully fortunate to have this opportunity, and hopefully we can take advantage of it. So at this time, I'll open the floor for any questions.
How many OGs are there?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was more than I remember standing up. There's probably – I'd have to see how many are left. How many of you guys think are left? We got about maybe 35, 35, 40, something like that, out of 80? Yeah.
I don't know if you, when you got here, if you devised a five-year plan or what have you. Are you ahead of schedule then, obviously? Or
You know, we never – I mean, we had a plan, but we never had like, all right, we got to do this by this point. We really took the approach about getting better every day. And we wanted to lay the foundation the right way. We never tried to quick fix anything. We wanted to make sure the foundation was laid in the right manner, not for just now, but really for 10, 15, 20 years from now. That's the ultimate goal. To say things have accelerated a little bit, I think everybody would probably agree with that. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't have like a, hey, in year four we do that. I knew we would be older and mature enough year three to handle things a little better. But that's redshirt juniors, you know, I mean, and you have a full complement scholarship wise by then. So, you know, you knew you had a little better ability to handle things a little better by year three. Didn't know exactly what that would translate to. But really we've just tried to get better every day and learn from the process, embrace the process, but learn from the process. You know, every moment's a learning moment. Every moment's a teaching moment, and that's something we've really tried to do.
You said last year that you were in a similar situation and didn't handle it well. What were the behaviors last year that resulted in now you saying that, and what have you applied to this year?
Well, you know, we didn't play particularly well in the last game last year, and I think because we got caught up in everything but what's important, which is your preparation, it's the process, is preparing yourself to be the best football player you can and best football team you can be. and sometimes get easy to get caught up in all the hype that surrounds a game like this. You know, people want to talk about the conference championship, the big game, who's going to the playoffs, whose record. All that's really is a sidebar. Because if you go take care of each day of the week and you prepare to go play your best, all that stuff works itself out. And I think sometimes, you know, not sometimes, I know last year we got ahead of ourselves. We got caught up in the moment. We let the moment get a hold of us instead of seizing the moment. And I think that's part of the process. Sometimes you have to go through that to figure out how to manage it and how to deal with it. And that wasn't everybody, but that was it was in my brain as soon as it happened, because these guys will tell you, as soon as the game was over in the locker room, that was the communication after we celebrated, is that we're going to do what we've done all year, which is embrace the process, embrace Monday, win Tuesday, win Wednesday, win Thursday. We're gonna take care of what we know will give us a chance, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Do you see evidence of more focused behavior this week compared to then?
Yeah, we're definitely not, you know, in the same place we were a year ago. That's for sure. You know, I thought practice yesterday, the first half was pretty good. I thought the second half wasn't as good as it needed to be. And I know today we'll go out and have a much better day from start to finish.
Monmouth, reading up on them, everybody up there seems to think that they are truly a year ahead of schedule. Everything's kind of come together this year. What are you seeing as the big differences this year from the previous 2 years that you played?
Well, I think offensively, you look, I think the stability at quarterback, I think probably was the first game he played a bunch was against us, I think late in the year last year. I think he's playing well for them. They're running back. A kid that ran track for them that hadn't played, that came by football, is really playing well. He's hard to tackle. He's explosive. You got four senior offensive linemen. You got one of the better wideouts in the league. And I think they're just playing with a lot of confidence. And they're able to run the ball. And defensively, they're flying around. They're just playing extremely hard. And like I said, they've got some young guys they're putting in that are more athletic at certain spots. And they're just playing extremely hard. They're only giving up 23 points a game. I mean, it is what it is, you know. So, and I think they bought into the process. You know, Coach Callahan does a nice job. He's the only coach they've ever had there. There's a reason for that. You know what I mean? So they bought into the process themselves. You go listen to them talk. It's all about the process. And, you know, so I think those are some things. I think our special teams has been a difference maker for them, I'll be honest with you. When you're returning, you know, returning punts for touchdowns, that's a game changer now. Returning kicks and that's a game changer. And we've talked about that all year, and here you guys have been here. You know, and in games like this, you know, you talk about turnovers and special teams. Everybody gets caught up in offense and defense, but sometimes all the hidden yardage and taking care of the ball, a lot of times be the difference in the game.
Your defense is limited opponents, three consecutive now Big South opponents, you've allowed a total of 3 points. That's remarkable. Can you speak a little bit about that and maybe what's been ratcheted up and what's made the difference?
Well, I think we're playing extremely hard right now. And I told our guys on Monday, if you can go play with what we call championship effort and you can limit your missed assignments, you can give yourself a chance. You know, and I watch us play sometimes and we might miss a tackle, but then you see five guys coming from the other side of the field, playing with championship effort, and it was a 10-yard gain. And if you're not playing with championship effort, it's a touchdown. That's the difference. And our guys believe in what we're doing, and they're playing extremely hard. And I think that's been a big part of it. But I'm going to tell you, they're challenged now for Saturday. I mean, defense has been challenged now. They are dang good on offense. And it's the biggest challenge we've had in a while. And we have to be ready to play.
Obviously, outside of these walls, this game's a little bit different and bigger than maybe the other regular season games. But in the program, does it feel like just a regular season game, or does it feel bigger than that?
Well, you know, you don't have to go tell our kids what's going on. I mean, they understand the game, what it represents, what it means. I don't talk about it a lot. because I talk about the same stuff every week. They know that. I don't feel like I need to go tell them that. I probably repeat myself a bunch during the week, and it's about, and I repeat myself to you guys. We got to go take care of business each day of the week, you know. And if we'll focus on that, and that solely, that gives you a chance to be successful. If we want to get caught up in all the other stuff and all that, then, you know, I don't feel like we're going to be able to go put our best effort forward on Saturday. That's for sure. We got to focus on what we can control, which is our preparation and getting ready to play the best football game we can play. So I think last year's experience and all aspects of it has definitely helped us. If you really want me to answer it, last year's experience has really helped us. Because I think I talked to them about it really after the game at some point. I told the whole team what I thought of the way we handled things. And it starts with me. I'm not putting it all on them. But I think that's something we learned from, and I think we're hopefully managing that better. We'll find out. I'll let you know for sure about 5:30 on Saturday.
Early in the year, you guys had the outside run game going. You challenged the inside run to get it going. Last week, Charleston Southern took away the inside run. Chandler made every right decision when going outside. Is there anything on tape that Mom would let you know? Which one is going to be more important?
I think a lot of times you just got to go get in the game and see how people really want to attack you and what they want to do. I think, we got to be prepared to go do what we do. And like we've always done, based on what the defense is doing, we kind of try to react off of that and go play. And we have plans, but we got to go see how they're playing and what their mindset is on what they want to try to get accomplished. And then we kind of go from there.
You have a bunch of recruits at the game Saturday. How important is this game and reaching this game now 2 years in a row for kids like that to see that are here evaluating Kennesaw State as their choice?
Well, I think, any young man wants to go be a part of a winner. I don't care where it is. You want to go somewhere where you can win and compete for championships. That's what all young men aspire to do in this great game is go compete for championships. And so I think when they see that, that obviously you would hope that would help in their decision making process or anybody that as we continue to brand this program about what we're about and how we're going about our business, and you would think it would be a huge positive. I think coming to Fifth Third Bank Stadium is a positive.
Speaking of recruiting, this turnover plank. Last Saturday, it was highlighted on ESPN.com, SI.com, SB Nation. It was in the Washington Post. Plank aside, none of that's going to happen unless you're winning. So how much free publicity and recruiting does something like that offer you guys? Is there any kind of amount you can put on it?
I think it's awesome. But, a lot of people have asked me about it, and I've told you guys I didn't know anything about it. I had to go call a couple guys in the office, and as you guys heard me talk about last week, to figure out what was going on. That and the barbershop both. But at the end of the day, again, when you talk about, it's exposure, and it's great. But also, the previous question was about recruiting. Our kids are having fun. They're winning. But they're having fun doing it. The game, you're supposed to have fun. It's, you know what I mean? Now, obviously winning helps, because we know winning's fun. But we're, you go have fun with what you're doing. And my only thing, as long as we're focused and dialed in on our job and what we're supposed to do, have at it, man. Let's have a big time. Let's do it. And I think it's great. I think our kids, it's like all kids, if the incentives have grown to get a turnover. Because you get to get on ESPN and SB Nation, and heck, I got four cameras in the back, and there was one the last 8 weeks. For the plank and for winning. So, whatever it takes, that's what we're here about, So, I think it's great publicity for our football program, for our school. We're trying to brand the KS. We're every day we're trying to brand. We're a young program. You know, we haven't finished our third year of football. We got a lot of work to do. And so I think as long as it's positive, which I think this is unbelievably positive, let's do it.
Well, that scout team wide receiver who invented this, does he have a job in your marketing department?
Yeah. It's pretty sporty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how it all developed. It's just kind of those things. He brings it to the locker room. Next thing you know, it just takes a life of its own. And it's got his own Twitter account. And I don't know who's running. I hadn't asked that yet. I have some ideas. But it's fun. Like I said, it's the game's supposed to be fun, and as long as it's done in the right way, it's I think it's all good.
How's that a process for the plank, is there?
I really am out of the loop on the plank, I'm gonna be honest with you. The plank just kinda, as I told you guys a little bit last week, the plank kinda hangs out, and I think wherever the team goes, the plank's somewhere with somebody on the team. And other than that, guys, I'll be honest with you, I got no idea.
Without putting the cart before the horse, if the score is in Kennesaw's favor at the end of the game Saturday, will you make a visit to the barbershop?
That ain't up to me. That ain't up to me.
How have you found overall that the community and the student body have reacted to the season? Have they grown along with the team?
I think it's been positive. I think the community sport's been really good. I think this Saturday would be awful huge for our students to, because I'm gonna tell you when they come to the games, it makes a huge difference. When they come in numbers to the game, it makes a huge difference. And I think maybe some of them are still trying to catch up to maybe the thing that's accelerated a little faster than they realize on the field, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it'd be huge to have a great crowd on Saturday, because you know when you're at home and you're in a game like this, that can give you an edge to make a huge difference.
That's an interesting point. Do you think this has caught people by surprise a little bit?
All I can tell you is when we started this, I don't think we were expected to win a game. I don't think we were expected to even field a somewhat competitive football team. Not by everybody. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about generally speaking. And I could tell you that because I did a lot of speaking engagements, and may not say it to you, but you know, you kind of get a feel for where things are, and we had a mission. Kids bought into it, and here we are.
Can you kind of put into words what this has been like for you from the beginning? I mean, from sitting down with that first kid to now, you guys could possibly get that automatic work.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This thing. I always tell our guys after we win, I say, guys, you know, when you win games like this, it makes the next one that much bigger. And then when you win the next one, it makes the next one that much bigger. And I think as a coach, sometimes we don't probably take long enough to enjoy the moments. And one thing we've always done here, after a game now, these guys will tell you, even when we play awful and win, or we do things that we go celebrate. Because winning's hard, folks. People talk about schedules. It's hard now. It's hard to win. But I probably, truthfully, am so gung-ho on finishing right now, I probably really haven't taken the time to reflect. I will in the right moment. But right now, I'll be honest with you, there's a task at hand. And starts with today at practice and then Thursday. And then we got to go finish. We didn't want to get to this point just to get to this point, if that makes sense. And so, and maybe then, to answer your question, I can sit back and reflect a little bit, at least for maybe a few minutes, and go from there. But I will say this. I couldn't be more proud of our team and our staff and everybody involved with this football program. For what's going on here in a short period of time. It's truly a team effort. It's not about me. I just get my – I'm the one that gets to talk at the podium. It's a team effort. There's a lot goes on to make this stuff happen. We got a lot of unbelievably great kids in our program that have bought into some really tough stuff that they'll tell you about one day. you know, to give us an opportunity to be where we are. So, you know, with that being said, I'm awfully proud of everybody involved. We have not achieved our goals yet, and that's the end game. We have not achieved our goals. So, but for where we are today, I would be remiss if I didn't say how proud I am of everybody involved.
Say there's an incentive now with everything that's going on to get a turnover. You guys are leading the country in interceptions. I think you're first or second turnover margin. You've been around for a long time, a lot of good defensive football teams. But have you ever seen the amount of turnovers that you guys are creating from week to week?
Yeah, no, it's been impressive. It has, and it's really made a huge difference. And where we are today, so it's the reason we're where we're at, and it's contagious. It's like anything else. It's contagious. And I think the other thing you find with that stuff sometimes, when guys are playing with championship effort, it's amazing what happens. You know what I mean? When everybody's flying around the ball, the thing bounces around. You know, one guy, you know, you got a bunch of guys there, one can rip it out. You got a ball tip where there's three guys around it. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. But it is a little bit contagious. And that's going to be huge for Saturday. There's no question about it. That turnover margin. You look at both sides. I mean, we got to take care of the ball. We got to get some out. You know, when you're playing games like this, that's critical. So it's been huge, John, without a doubt.
I was curious if there's like a brotherhood of the spread option here. Do you hear much from Coach Johnson, from Coach Munkin, Coach Ken at Navy? I mean, how much do you enjoy each other's success?
Yeah. We support each other. I mean, there's no schematic talk. It's occasionally, especially on a big win. Like Coach Johnson had a great win over VT the other day, and I know that game and what it's about. I shot him a text, and he sent me one back. You know, stuff like that with those coaches. But I think it speaks volumes to, you know, people get caught up in the offense, but I think the people that have worked for Coach Johnson, there's some good people and dang good football coaches. Coach Munkin, you look at what he's done up at West Point. Coach Nehemiah, what he's done at the Naval Academy. Yes, it is option football, but I think they've learned from a great coach and all the people they've been around. And it's about running a program, guys. It's not about all about scheme. It's about culture and how you go about your business every day. And obviously the scheme helps, don't get me wrong, but really it's a culture thing. Our success is about our culture. It's about our culture. Yes, there's certain things we do that maybe help us, without a doubt. But really, our success is about our culture and what our kids believe in. I give Coach Johnson a lot of credit, and Coach and those guys that have been on his tree when you look at it. And those guys have had a lot of success.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all being here.